This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
My pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Today, we start out with my favorite weekly segment, Clark Stinks. Later, I'll talk about fall travel and some great deals that could be coming your way if you feel safe making plans. So, it's really important to me that we're all in this together and that I, spontaneously speaking on the podcast, may say something that is incomplete, inaccurate, or in your opinion, just plain wrong. And so Clark Stinks, that you can access at clark.com/clarkstinks, is where you have an opportunity to give your feedback and set me straight where necessary. And so Krista goes through your posts on clark.com/clarkstinks. and shares her favorite ones right here and right now.
I should have never encouraged you to speak.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, pal.
You don't stink, but you missed a serious caveat when boasting about the free tuition for community college in Tennessee. That requirement being students must attend and pass their courses. A friend's child went to a local Tennessee community college for a year. Unfortunately, the student must have assumed free passing grades came with the free tuition did not consider getting out of bed, attending classes, doing homework, and taking tests was necessary. The student did get a crash course in personal finance, though. The college sent the tuition bill to a collection agency a couple of months after the end of the semester. The student was billed for the year of tuition, fees, and interest, along with destroying the student's credit. Jim,
gosh, that's a terrible outcome, and yours is the first feedback I've received since Tennessee made community college free for most state residents, and that's just a terrible lesson in life at 18 or 19 years old for your friend's child. I'm sorry about that.
Several people wrote in about this, Clark. Your recently revised cell phone guide is good but incomplete when it comes to Visible. Visible has unlimited hotspot data, and when you initially sign up, you can instantly join already created groups, Reddit, for example, to get the party pay discount down to $25 a month. Your party can include anyone, not just friends. James,
thank you. And Visible is, for people who are not aware, Verizon's own discount brand that sells cell phone service at a fraction of the cost of buying it direct from Verizon. And Party Pay is awesome because no one in the group is responsible for anybody else's bill. So if somebody doesn't pay on time, it doesn't affect you. You just keep paying your $25 a month. The fact that the hotspot data is unlimited is an enormous benefit of being with Verizon. And we will update that on our cell phone plan guide. I talked about it on the podcast with the hotspot, but obviously we neglected to put that in our cell phone guide and we'll fix it.
Love you and wish you were my on-earth father since my real one is in heaven. However, you seem to stink just like his socks did after a 10-hour day in 100-degree heat at Disney World. On past podcasts, you advised how to build credit for, monitor, and lock kids' credit accounts. I was able to add all three of my kids to two different credit cards my wife and I use. Your advice was to sign them up for Credit Karma before doing the manual paperwork necessary for the credit bureaus and snail mailing it. But oops, Credit Karma does not allow minors. What gives, Clark? Did I hear you wrong on the podcast due to all the kids screaming in the background, or did you just whack me in the face with my dad's dirty sock? Sincerely, Mike and the We Live at Costco family from Muskego.
So, Mike, I don't remember the segment you're addressing, but if I did say doing credit karma for a minor child, that was obviously an oops on my part, and thank you for correcting it. And just so that everybody understands what we're talking about here, that when if you're in really good credit standing yourself, one of the ways you can help a minor child establish a credit identity is add them as an authorized user on one of your accounts. That will then create credit reports for them with each of the three major credit bureaus. You then have the access to manually mailing in a bunch of documents and setting up credit freezes for minor children, so that now that their credit existence is there, a criminal can't run out there pretending to be them and apply for credit as if they are them. Now, with the authorized user status for a kid, you have to know your own kid if you actually give them access to the plastic, or if it's just authorized user and name only to help them establish a credit identity.
Clark does not stink. However, I did a double take while listening to him talk about not using a cell phone for any reason while behind the wheel of a vehicle. He was talking about a study that indicated the tremendously increased risk of being in a serious accident when a driver looked away from their phone for 2 or more seconds. I replayed what he said a few more times to make sure I heard him correctly. I'm sure he was so intent on warning his listeners of the dangers of taking their eyes off the road, he did not actually hear what he had just said. I'm sure all of us knew what he meant. Looking away from the road for even a brief moment was terribly dangerous. Clark should be applauded for his concern for his fellow humans, but I was startled and confused for a moment. Big fan in Washington.
Thank you. Yes, I meant... looking at your phone for 2 seconds, taking your eyes away from the road is what creates damage. I've just twisted my words upside down and inside out. But now we've reinforced the whole idea.
That's right. When I hear people ask Clark about moving abroad or living on the road, I smell something funky. As someone who has done both, Clark never mentioned the most important thing. You need to keep a driver's license, mail, taxes, etc. South Dakota is the best place to do that. The laws here allow businesses to give you a virtual address that you can use for all of those things, and banks and DMVs all accept. They can deposit checks for you or scan mail, including checks and email, so that you can virtually deposit while away. They even help with driver's licenses and car registration paperwork for you. To establish residency, you just need to stay in a hotel or even a campground one night and the next day get a driver's license. Freshen up, Clark. John.
So, John, you are teaching me something. I'm not aware of what you're talking about, this angle with South Dakota. I had shared in the past how my oldest brother and his wife traveled the world for 4+ years, and they had their mail scanned for them and all that, and they kept a virtual address, but they didn't do it in South Dakota. And I'm going to read up on this, John, because that information, once I'm able to verify, is very useful to so many of your fellow listeners who do, now in the pandemic, not as much, but once the pandemic's over, we're going to have people once again resuming significant years of life overseas.
Starlink will soon be nationwide? I live in Northern Idaho, where Starlink is available now. Here's the message I get when I try to order. Starlink is currently at capacity in your area through 2021. Your order might not be fulfilled until late 2022. You will receive a notification once your Starlink is ready to ship. I guess I'll be using my 6 megabytes per second DSL for a while. Thanks for your show, Tom.
Tom, you are the first person who said that in an eligible area that you were put on hold by Starlink. I'm going to have to dig into this and give an update, because this, as you will find out, once they let you out of the waitlist status and allow you to have your Starlink, has been a big game changer for so many people. I mean, think about you trying to operate with 6 Mbps service. That's brutal. One thing you may look at now as a potential alternative in Northern Idaho is if any of the fixed wireless is available in your area. Verizon and T-Mobile both competing in fixed wireless. T-Mobile just cut the price of their fixed wireless to, I think, 50 a month is their new price. It would have been 60, 65. They've been testing different price points. But with the fixed wireless, if you have coverage where you are in northern Idaho from Verizon or T-Mobile, should be much, much, much faster than your ancient DSL at 6 Mbps.
I love Clark, but he stinks worse than my new puppy's potty accidents whenever he mentions the BBB. The BBB is no better than Yelp. It's an organization with no teeth to get things done and is pay to play for businesses' complaints to go away. I have experience as both a consumer trying to get a complaint taken care of and as the head of finance at a company that was a member, Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for that. And anytime I mention the Better Business Bureau, I do get responses like yours. People who found the BBB to be a paper tiger, not really interested in the consumer. At the same time, my experience has been when you're dealing with a very large company, that it gets you outside of their contract call centers to typically an actual employee with the company who can solve a problem for you. Big companies don't seem to value their reputation until people start making noise. That's why today people have been so effective complaining about big companies on social media. And a lot of big companies monitor closely what's happening with potential reputational harm on social media. And I also find that even though it's an old tool, that the Better Business Bureau is potentially effective with large organizations. If it's a small organization that's just a bunch of crooks, filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau isn't going to do anything.
Clark, not only do you stink, I'm very disappointed in you. I thought you were a stand-up guy. On your podcast, you were addressing streaming service crashes. I couldn't believe my ears when you referenced buffering as stuttering. Stuttering is a speech impediment and a medical condition that one typically has no control over. I've struggled with this condition all my life, and it has limited career opportunities, prevented or shortened relationships, and typically just instills low self-esteem. I find it equally revolting when I hear football commentators refer to a ball carrier making a stutter step. What if you or those commentators had a child with a neurological issue such as cerebral palsy or any other condition through no fault of their own that made them different? Then you would think it's okay to refer to internet buffering as a cerebral palsy jerk or the football player made an epileptic seizure shake move? I can't believe in this 2021 that this adolescent Neanderthal and ignorant insensitivity still happens. Kelly.
Kelly, I apologize for using insensitive language. And I actually don't remember specifically referring to buffering that way. It, as you know, many times it is referred to with the word you've asked me not to use. And I will remember that and try to remember always to refer to it as buffering.
How dare you tell a caller it's okay to cancel a Costco membership and credit card because they moved 90 miles away?
It was hard for me to say that.
Sure, they live far, but Costco Online has awesome deals. It's worth keeping the membership and card. Plus, the extended warranty on Costco cards also applies to non-Costco purchases. It's all worth the $60 fee. Not worth it to be penny wise and pound foolish. To me, Clark and Costco sound the same, and for a good reason. I thought I knew you, Clark. Jimmy.
Jimmy, I mean, think about how much it hurt me to tell somebody that for them, maybe it would make sense if they had a Sam's Club near them to join Sam's Club and let their Costco membership expire. So I'm glad that you are a super fan of Costco. And if you didn't hear, after we put it to a vote, the name of our new puppy is Kirkland Signature, the greatest private label brand in the world. And so, yes, for me, if I went up to, where is it that Elon Musk says he's going to fly people? Mars, is that right? Yeah, so if I go to Mars, I'll still keep my Costco membership, just out of sentimental reasons, if nothing else.
He listed three important steps to take to protect your investment accounts. These are all great steps, but you left out one important one. Most institutions will allow you to set up email or text alerts to notify you when there is a withdrawal from your account, any transaction greater than a specific value, etc. setting up these notifications is equally important, Rick.
Rick, that is a great suggestion and one that I should have made. I've talked about those alerts before, and I did not do so in the conversation you're referring to.
Clark, the stench of inconsistency is becoming unbearable. You are quick to call out retailers that raise prices in times of decreased supply or increased demand. In the past, I've heard you complain about price gouging on everything from toilet paper to generators when there are temporary disruptions in the market. Today, we have an environment that has rental cars priced at over 5 times their historical norm. New cars are commonly sold at prices well above sticker price, and hotels are charging triple the weekday price for the same room on a weekend. What exactly is price gouging, and why is it seemingly okay for some sellers and not others in the free market you seem to love or loathe depending on your mood of the moment? Pete, in the state of confusion.
Pete, gosh, you know, this is something I've wrestled with all through the years. Generally, I believe that it is only a price gouge in an emergency, like in the immediate aftermath of a natural disaster or a man-made one, hurricane, tornado, earthquake, something that creates extreme desperation in the society at large in the affected area. I think it's a perfectly valid thing to have rules against price gouging in a situation that involves extreme disruption or issues involving life and death. On the other hand, you are right that with all the examples you gave, there is no reason that a car rental company can't charge whatever the market will bear, a new vehicle dealer can't charge whatever they wish, and hotels should be able to set their rates however they wish. All three of those activities are voluntary activities. And so I have no problem with letting the marketplace set the price for normal daily purchases of goods and services. It's only in the event of the aftermath of an emergency that I believe that price gouging would be the proper term. And I know that each of you wrote your Clark Stinks with extreme passion and commitment, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to do so. And if you hear something that doesn't ring true to you, please go to clark.com/clarkstinks and let me know. You know, speaking of the pandemic and how it has really disrupted travel, there's a lot of new developments with that. And I want to tell you why there may be the opposite of what we just talked about in the case of Pete with what fall travel is going to look like. And I'm going to tell you where the opportunities are really going to be.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
I love to travel, and I stayed off airplanes for 13 months during the pandemic till I had had both of my vaccinations and have been back in the air since. And I've seen month by month through 21 how the planes have gone from being mostly empty to now flight after flight 100% full. And it's a big shift. It has allowed travel suppliers to charge more money. It's allowed them to bring workers back that had been on furlough or taken unpaid leaves. And now the big complaint is that workers in the travel industry are stretched and working exceedingly long shifts. And it's led to serious problems like we talked about at Spirit, where they flat out ran out of people to fill shifts and they canceled a massive amount of their flight schedule over a roughly 9-day period. It's going to end up costing Spirit a minimum $150 million, it looks like, with revenue lost and passengers that are so furious that they're never going to fly Spirit again and actually might mean it this time. A lot of people say they're never going to fly an airline again. Seems like the reputational harm was severe. Southwest, which has always prided itself on extremely happy and loyal employees, has a real problem on their hands with employees that are sore and angry and unhappy at Southwest, a new experience there. Feel that Southwest has abused them. I talked to flight attendants on three different occasions at Southwest who are just bitterly unhappy, something I've never seen before at that airline. And so these employees have been stretched to the max, been working very long days and extra days. And I guess this is good news because of the Delta variant. People are canceling travel and not booking travel as you look into the months ahead. And so airlines are seeing real softness. Hotels are seeing softness in a lot of places. And the cruise lines aren't talking, but I imagine that there's going to be real deals on cruises this fall if you're into cruises. The fall normally is a very good time to travel most years, any type of leisure travel. But this year, when you look at travel that depends in the fall on business travelers, that's not happening. Big city hotels, convention center kind of hotels, they're really wheezing because those business travelers aren't coming back. Business travelers aren't going to be present this fall, where it looked like business travel was starting to show some level of recovery. Now with the Delta variant, companies have gone back to having people work at home, not being face-to-face, not doing meetings in person, doing them by Google Meets or Zoom or some other kind of format like that. Microsoft has one of those too. And so you've got a serious demand issue for travel suppliers. Anything leisure, people are pulling back. I've been watching the fare alerts from the services I subscribe to for travel to Europe. And the fares suddenly that are being offered are much lower than the fares that were being offered for fall just a few weeks ago because people now are reluctant to go. So if you are somebody who's not reluctant to go, you have real opportunity for you. And there are just certain areas people are still going to. Florida beaches, people are still going to. Fun in the Sun beaches in the Caribbean, Mexico, people are still going. And there's a phenomenon I just read about that people are gravitating who are not worried about coronavirus to places like Florida and the Caribbean and Mexico. People who are vaccinated are canceling the trips they had booked. So people who are not worried about coronavirus, maybe not vaccinated, anything like that, they're still going on the trips and are going to get great deals now to many places in the world, not necessarily Florida or Caribbean or Mexico, but everywhere else is pretty much going to be a deal. Then you got the vax crowd that, because the Delta variant has lost the fever for the flavor of going on trips. If you are willing to travel, though, gosh, the deals are really great. If you do travel internationally, though, the rules for whether you have to be vaxxed and whether you have to do testing, what kind of test you have to do, when you have to do and all that, constantly changing. And you got to make sure you stay up to date on all the rules. Krista?
Amanda in North Carolina says, I'm one of the lucky ones. I was alerted 2 weeks before my wedding that I was forgiven of all my student loans under the temporary expanded public service loan forgiveness program.
Wait a minute. Amanda, what are the numbers that your fellow Americans should play in the big game? And what's the other one called? Powerball?
Yes.
Because
Mega Millions? I don't know.
Because you getting the public service loan forgiveness program to work for you, I mean, that's like even harder than winning a huge prize in one of those big lottery things.
As a result, both my husband and I came into our marriage completely debt-free. Your show has guided us throughout our relationship to build a healthy financial future. Now I've received the alert that the Fed Loan Servicing will no longer service student loans and they will change hands. I still have login credentials and can view my loan balance on their site and it still says zero. What, if anything, should I do to protect myself as the loan changes hands to ensure I have proof of forgiveness?
All right, Amanda, not only did you get your loans forgiven, but you're brilliant. As I've said over the years, anytime you finish paying off student loans of any type, or in your case, having the loan forgiveness, you print out a copy of the account statement showing $0, have a printed copy that's with all your important papers, your will, whatever, leased in a firebox, etc. And you also want to save it in the cloud. So if you use any of the cloud-based services, whether the Apple service or you use Google Drive or any of the third-party cloud services, you want to save the documents showing that your student loan is paid in full. Here's why. There's no statute of limitations under the rules, and that's why on TV I did a story about somebody who had finished paying off student loans in the 1980s and then was getting hassled by collectors on a student loan that was already paid for, and there was no way to prove that the loan had been paid off more than a generation before. And the burden of proof falls on you as the borrower, not on the collector for the lender, even when it's a phantom loan. So that's why you need to keep solid proof forever that you have successfully taken your loan balance to zero.
This is from Michael in Florida. If we have all three credit agencies locked, does it make any sense to purchase LifeLock or mortgage protection coverage?
No, don't spend the money, Michael. And you said something interesting, though. You said credit agencies locked. I'm not a big fan of credit lock. I want you to go the next step, which is a full credit freeze. But paying for LifeLock or any other protection when you already have a credit freeze in place is unnecessary.
Okay, and this is from Paige in Georgia. What are your thoughts on Acorns, the financial company which you can invest as little as $5 a week as your extra change builds up?
So Acorns is a great way to help you build habits. It's not free. You know, the most basic plan is going to cost you $12 a year. But so what? Because that $12 is worth it if it helps create a saving and investing habit, if that's something you need to do. Now, they have more expensive plans, and including one for $36 a year that gets you a checking account with a lot of banking features with no fees attached to them. So if you pay right now for a checking account, that could be a tie-in for you. So if you want to pay to use Acorns to build that habit, go for it.
And this is from Crystal in Tennessee. I'm starting my life after addiction and losing everything. Now I want to start right as if it's my first try. What advice would you give your children? I have no knowledge of any of what you teach, and I've just started listening to your podcasts. My goal is to achieve a healthy financial wealth and knowledge. I come from a low-income background, and I desperately want to advance into a whole new world of wealth and financial stability that I've never known before. I basically need advice for everything.
Well, Crystal, First thing first, I want to congratulate you on overcoming addiction and rebuilding your life, and I wish you nothing but the greatest success with your future. You do things just as you do having overcome addiction. It's one day at a time. You do that as well with building up financial security. Don't try to do everything at once. Start with simple goals. One would be for you to save, starting off, one penny of every dollar you make going automatically into an online savings account. And that would be a great starting point. When you get a job that has a 401k plan or some form of retirement account, I would like you to start participating in that. That the idea is that you build in small steps. Now, let's go back to that penny of each dollar. Once you start there, and then every 6 months, put it on the calendar, I want you to step it up from one penny to two. 6 months after that, two to three. Because over time, the key to creating that financial breathing space in your life and creating that financial security is getting to where you're living on a meaningful amount less than what you make. And it's all done with daily habits. And I wish you the best. And I hope that over time, Crystal, you learn stuff from our podcast, from our websites, and those of others that will give you the kind of guidance to build that long-term, new, financially stable life that you want to have. And I want to thank you for joining us. Please visit Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com for more money-saving advice you can trust.